Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, may thy spirit help us to understand your word.
父神，求你的灵帮助我们能够明白你的话语。
Teach us, O God, to be like Mary, to be totally devoted to you.
求你教导我们，就如玛利亚一样，完全的忠诚于你。
Quieten our hearts and give us understanding.
安静我们的心，赐给我们了解的心。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样子祈求，奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen. The account of Mary anointing the feet of Jesus is found in all four Gospels.
这个玛利亚以香膏膏耶稣的记载，从四卷福音书我们都可以找得到。
And besides John's Gospel of Mary anointing the feet of Jesus, we have the other three Gospels giving us a bit of differences here and there.
除了我们刚刚所读的约翰福音的记载以外，在马太福音、马可福音、路加福音也有不同的记载。虽然他们记载呢有一些差别或者有一些细节的不同。
So, but we will just only focus on John's gospel for this afternoon.
但是我们今天下午呢，我们只集中在约翰福音这里的记载。
John records to us a supper hosted by Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
约翰在这里所记载的是有一个晚餐是马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路一同为耶稣所预备的筵席。
This special occasion is very important to us.
这个特别的晚餐呢，对我们来讲是有个特别的意义。
It concerns Mary outwardly showing her personal devotion to our Lord Jesus.
因为这是关乎玛利亚公开的来宣告她对耶稣基督忠诚的委身。
She sets an example of what personal devotion is.
让我们看到一个个人对神的委身的模范是怎么样。
In all our busy life with our work and our family, sometimes we may neglect devotion to the Lord.
在我们繁忙的生活里面，我们的家庭、我们的工作之间，我们有时候会忽略了我们个人对神的委身。
That's why this passage of scripture is important to us. It reminds us that God wants our heart.
所以这一段经文对我们来讲非常的重要，因为它提醒我们神所需要的是我们的心。
But before we begin this account, John provides us a brief background to this episode, one chapter before.
但是在我们要开始看这一段事件的记载之前呢，我们看到约翰在之前那一章呢，写下了一个简短的背景。
We learn in John's Gospel chapter 11, verse 1 and 2 and 5. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. Now Jesus loved Mary and her sister and Lazarus.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主又用头发擦她的脚的。患病的拉撒路是她的兄弟。耶稣素来爱马大和她妹子并拉撒路。
We learn that Mary, Martha and Lazarus, they were siblings who lived in the village of Bethany.
我们从这里看到马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路呢，是在伯大尼一个村子里面所住的三姐弟。
And we learn from a geography that Bethany was only about 3 kilometers away from Jerusalem.
从地理上来说，我们知道伯大尼是离开耶路撒冷大概有3公里这么远。
But this little village is important because after that supper, the next day.Jesus would ride on a mule to Jerusalem on his triumphant entry.
这个地理的环境有一个重要性，就是因为在这个晚餐之后的第二天呢，耶稣就骑了一个驴驹，凯旋的进入耶路撒冷。
So the anointing of the feet of Jesus by Mary was prior.To his triumphant entry and subsequent crucifixion.
意思就是说，耶稣用香膏膏耶稣的脚，这个事件呢，是在耶稣凯旋进耶路撒冷，还有他在耶路撒冷被钉十字架之前。
John tells us that Jesus These three people, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, have a special place in the heart of Jesus.
而且呢，约翰在这里特别的告诉我们说，耶稣素来爱马大、玛利亚还有拉撒路。
Scripture says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
在第五节那里讲到，耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
When I read this phrase, I thank the Lord.
当我读到这一节经文的时候，我非常的感谢主。
Because if Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, He would love you and me equally.
就是说，因为如果耶稣能够爱马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路的话，他也同样的会爱你跟我。
Because Jesus, our Lord, does not have a divided heart.
因为我们的主的心呢是不偏心的。
So with this in the background, John tells us what happened in that supper.
所以因着有这样子的背景，约翰就告诉我们那一天晚餐筵席上所发生的事。
Chapter 12 begins with this. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had been raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him.
第二十二节一到二节那里讲到，约节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他将拉撒路从死里复活之处，是。有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
So the dinner was organized in Jesus' honor.
那个讲到在那里为耶稣预备了这个筵席。
Bible scholars tell us that this dinner was also to celebrate the miracle of the resurrection of Lazarus.
圣经学姐也告诉我们说，他们估计这个筵席是为了庆祝拉撒路从死里复活这个神迹。
The reason is that in chapter 11, if you could recall, that after the resurrection of the Lazarus, the Jews plotted to kill Jesus and Lazarus because of their jealousy.
因为在第十一章呢，我们看到耶稣使拉撒路从死里复活之后呢，那个犹太人那个法利赛人因着这个缘故，他们就阴谋要杀害耶稣，也要杀害拉撒路。
So after the miracle of the resurrection, Jesus actually had to leave Bethany quite quickly.
所以在这个从死里复活的神迹以后呢，耶稣就要从伯大尼很快的离开。
So now he returned back for that special dinner.Prior to his triumphant entry,
所以在他凯旋进耶路撒冷之前呢，他就回到伯大尼来参加这个筵席。
Now there have been accounts of people nowadays who were declared clinically dead for a few minutes and then were revived.
我们也听过有一些医学的报告，就是有一些人已经被宣告死亡啊，过了几分钟以后又醒过来。
There are claims of people who were dead for a short while clinically at the operating table and who claim to see some special phenomenon like a bright light.
甚至有一些报告让我们看到有一些人在手术床上他们怎么样被宣判已经死亡了，然后他们经历过看到一个强光或者一些很奇妙的现象以后又醒过来。
But the word of God makes no attempt to sensationalize the resurrection event.
但是呢，我们看到圣经没有记载任何从死里复活那个震撼人的那个记载。
It was just a simple narration that Lazarus was raised from the dead.
是一个很简单的叙述，让我们看到耶稣降拉撒路从死里复活。
And if you recall that the resurrection took place 4 days after Lazarus was dead and buried.
如果你记得的话，你会知道，耶稣降拉撒路从死里复活是在拉撒路死而且被埋葬以后的四天所发生的。
And I'm sure Lazarus had plenty to talk about.During those 4 days, he was buried in that dinner.
我可以猜想，就是在那个筵席上呢，已经死过四天的拉撒路肯定有很多经验可以说。
And if this event were to happen today, I'm sure the newspaper reporters will interview Lazarus and give a detailed account of what happened.
如果这个事件是发生在今天这个社会呢，我肯定很多报章的记者也会去采访拉撒路，问他到底发生什么事情。
But the Lord God will not allow any sensationalism to be in the Bible.
但是我们发现，我们的主，我们的神没有容许任何这种感动的经历记载在圣经里面。
In that dinner, Lazarus never said a single word.
我们发现在这个 言行上了，拉撒路没有发言的机会。
At least it was never recorded in the Bible what happened.
起码约翰一点都没有记载。
And the reason is very simple.
那个原因非常的简单。
That we are not to focus on the experiences and the sensational events.
因为我们的注意力不应该集中在这些震撼人或者感动人的经验上面。
That God wants us to focus on the author of life, the one who raised Lazarus from the dead, not on Lazarus or his experiences.
因为神要我们专注在生命的起源那里，是那一位叫拉撒路从死里复活的，而不是拉撒路的身上。
And it's very sad to see believers basing their faith on experiences.
有时候看到有一些信徒把他们的信仰建立在自己过往的经验上面，是非常的可惜。
What if believers go through trials and tribulations of life?
当信徒经历生命里的试验的时候，
all the past experience that he or she has to base his faith on will fall apart.
他所一直建立在的那个感人的经验就会破碎了。
That's why after the resurrection of Lazarus, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. John 11:25.
因此耶稣在拉撒路从死里复活之后，他就说了，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
So the first thing we noticed in this dinner was that Lazarus was completely silent.
所以为什么在这个筵席上我们发现没有记载拉撒路的片言半语？
We are to focus on Jesus and his word and his hope.
因为我们要专注在耶稣以及他的话语以及他所带来的盼望上面。
Though trials and difficulties of life may come our way.
虽然生命我们会遇到困难试验。
And one day we will face go through the portals of death.
而且有一天我们会经过死亡。
God's blessed hope is that I am the resurrection and the life.
但是神的那个荣耀的盼望仍然在那里，就是说神还有耶稣自己就是复活，就是生命。
Lazarus was a living testimony of Christ, the resurrection and the life.
拉撒路就是耶稣是生命是复活的一个活生生的见证。
This is our glorious hope.
这也是我们今天荣耀的盼望。
At times when we are discouraged, what will lift us up?
有时候让我们感到失望灰心的时候，有什么事情让我们能够再一次抬起头来呢？
Not past experiences, but the power of Christ's resurrection.
不是我们过往感人的经历，乃是耶稣基督从死里复活。
This is the glorious hope for all of us.
这就是我们每一个人需要把握的荣耀的盼望。
Lazarus is a picture of hope for every believer and for those of us who have loved ones who have passed on.
所以看到拉撒路，就是我们每一个信徒的我们的一个荣耀的盼望，也是我们如果有已经逝世的亲人的所拥有的盼望。
The atmosphere in this dinner must have been very warm and cheery with good conversation among those present.
我们可以猜想，可以估计，在这个筵席上面呢，大家都很喜乐也非常的轻松，非常的感觉温暖讲的对话也是彼此振奋的。
Then suddenly Mary came into the room.
突然之间，我们看到玛利亚进入这个屋子里。
And we read from scripture. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet, wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
我们看到第三节那里记载，玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
Mary did a number of things out of the ordinary.
玛利亚在这里所做的事情上面有好几点是出乎意外的。
There are three lessons that we can learn from Mary's act of devotion.
在她个人的这个委身忠诚的举动上面，我们可以学到起码三点的功课。
Firstly, personal devotion involves sacrifice.
首先，我们看到个人的委身是会包括一个牺牲。
Scripture tells us that the nard was pure and costly in those days.
我们看到这里记载的是极贵的真拿达香膏。
Back later in that passage, it was said that the nard was cost 300 days wages of a laborer, or 300 denarii.
在经文里面记载，那个香膏呢是集30两银子，也就是说一个普通的工人的300天的工资。
The precious perfume was expensive because it came from the oil of a hardy herb grown in the foothills of the Himalayas in India.
这个真拿达香膏之所以贵重，是因为它所取材的那个香料呢，是从喜马拉雅山的山脚的一种香料所提炼的。
The rich precious oil was obtained from the underground stem of this plant.
而且呢，是从植物的地下茎里面提炼出来。
From the foothills of India, the harvested stem would be transported to Persia for the extraction of the oil.
首先，他们要从印度发掘了这个香料，然后把它运到波斯来作为提炼之用。
The oil was then exported to Palestine.
然后提炼完了，再运到巴勒斯坦。
For centuries, nard was known as the perfume of the lost Garden of Eden.
在很好几百年以来，那个拿达香膏的香味都让人称之为那个已经失去的伊甸园的香气。
So we can see that Mary would be a person of some reasonable wealth, or at least she saved hard to get that perfume for Jesus.
所以我们看到在这里，玛利亚是拥有一定的财富，或者说玛利亚一定是用了很长的时间来存这笔钱去买这个香膏。
Mary sacrificed something very expensive as part of a devotion to Jesus.
为了自己对耶稣忠诚的委身、忠诚的爱，她牺牲了一个贵重的东西。
God gave His all in Jesus Christ for the sin of the world.
为着世人的罪，神也把在耶稣基督里他的一切牺牲了。
As I meditated upon the sacrifice of Mary.
当我在默想玛利亚的牺牲的时候，
I asked myself, what is it that I need to sacrifice to show my devotion to the Lord?
我也问自己，到底今天我该牺牲什么来代表我对耶稣基督的委身？
And I realized that for many of us, that time is very important.
我发现对我们很多人来讲，时间都是非常的宝贵。
We need time for our daily secular profession.
我们在工作上需要花很多的时间。
We need time for our family.
我们跟家人也需要花很多的时间。
Time for recreation.
我们也需要时间来娱乐。
But for some of us, it is very sad when we use up all the time for ourselves.And little time for our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是对我们有一些人来讲，我们把一切的时间花在这些生活的部分上面，却没有多少时间留给神，是非常的可惜。
I have some dear Christian friends of mine who unfortunately spend so much of their time watching movies and so many things, but very little time for Jesus.
我有一些亲爱的，就是主内的弟兄姊妹，一些好朋友。我发现他们花很多时间可以去看电影啊，或者去做别的事情，却非常少的时间在耶稣基督上面。
And then they complain, "Oh, God didn't bless me."
然后他们有时候会埋怨说神不祝福我。
We live in a world where fast-paced world where time is a premium.
我们住的这个时代步伐是非常的快，时间也是最宝贵的。
And there is a danger of making excuses like we have no time for private devotion.
因此在我们每一个人的生命里面，生活上，我们都有这样的危机，就是有这样的借口说我们没有时间去安静在神面前。
And to many of us, time indeed could be like that precious or not.
其实我们很多人会发现，我们今天的时间就如玛利亚的真拿达香膏一样的宝贵。
The trouble is that we want to hold it all for ourselves. We don't want to break that bottle to give it to Jesus.
问题是我们拿着这样子一瓶一盒子的真拿达香膏，我们只想抱着它保留留为己用，而不想把它打破为耶稣所用。
The Lord calls us to set aside time for him.
我们的主呼召我们把时间分别出来为他所用。
Time in reading the scriptures, time in prayer.
读圣经，我们有需要时间；祷告，我们需要时间。
Because no personal sacrifice is so great as the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus at the cross.
因为我们每一个人所能够为耶稣所做出的个人牺牲，没有比得上耶稣在十字架上的牺牲伟大。
Secondly, personal devotion involves submission to Christ.
第二，个人对耶稣基督委身，包括我们对基督的顺服。
It was customary in the days of Palestine that a guest entering the house of the host is offered water to wash his dusty feet.
在巴勒斯坦，在他们家庭的习惯里面呢，有一个客人来到你家里做客的时候，你会给他一盘水，让他洗脚，凉快一下。
But if the host has servants or slaves, they will do the job for the guest.
如果主人家比较富有的话，家里有奴隶的话，这个工作呢，就是有奴隶来进行的。
So in cleaning Jesus' feet, Mary took the position of a humble servant or slave.
所以在为耶稣擦脚这个工作上，玛利亚就把自己降低到一个奴隶的地位。
This is humility in devotion.
让我们看到他忠诚里面的那个谦卑。
It is also in recognition that Jesus is her Lord, he's her Messiah.
也是看到他一个承认耶稣基督是他的主，是他的弥赛亚。
We are to come before the Lord in deep humility, seeking his will.
我们来到主耶稣面前都需要谦卑的态度，我们需要寻求他的旨意。
Lordship is a subject that is not very often emphasized in the contemporary church today.
在今天的教会里面，我们很多时候忽略了讲到我们生命主权这个问题。
My sister attends a rather big church in Melbourne.
我的姊妹在墨尔本去参加的是一个很大的教会。
She invited me for worship in the church a couple of times.
她有好几次都邀请我去参加她教会里面的敬拜。
And I realized that in those two or three weeks that I attended, the sermon wasn't quite to my liking.
我发现我去了那几次呢，我听到的讲道都不是很适合我。
And I asked my sister, how is it that the sermon has to do with making us feel good all the time? There's not much mention about lordship or discipleship or focus on prayer. It's all making everybody feel good and happy.
我就问我的姊妹了，为什么讲道都好像每一次都要让大家觉得很舒服，心里很舒服就可以了，没有完全没有提到我们生命的主权，也没有讲到我们个人对耶稣对神的委身，更没有谈到祷告的重要性呢。
And I asked my sister, hey, the pastor is using a lot of nice psychology on people, but where is the scripture teaching?
我就分享说，我说为什么我觉得牧者所分享的都是那个很好的那个心理学的技巧，而没有讲到很多关于圣经里的教导。
And my sister told me, you know, in the past, should a pastor talk about lordship or submission to Christ, the next day, Monday, there will be a flurry of email going to the pastor's office, complaints from the congregation.
我姊妹就说了因为呢，以前呢，每一次牧师讲到主权呢，还有顺服基督这些题目呢，第二天就是礼拜一一大早开始呢，就有一大堆的电邮都寄给那个牧者。
And the complaints will be, no, you're making us feel guilty. Why are you putting us on a guilt trip? And the congregation will express their disappointment.
都抗议说为什么呢？你的讲道让我觉得这么内疚啊！你得让我的负担很重啊！就。